Well, Ryan, another win. You must be pleased with the team's performance again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough playing 3-3, and you know, I thought the guys battled pretty hard, lost their way in the second period there, and obviously, you know, some things got a bit hectic, and we lost the way we need to play to be successful, but came back in the third strong. So, you know, I'm proud of the guys. It was a great weekend for us. Taking three and taking maximum points is what we needed.
Who stood out for you tonight?
Obviously, I think, you know, the 4-4 is what won us. You know, the leggy shields, you know, those guys worked it around. I thought that was key, and the reason we came on top tonight. So, you know, those guys bear down. Jeff Legui had a good night, obviously, 1+3, and he was, everything went through him, and, you know, that's the way we need Jeff playing to be successful.
And Hull looked, they looked a different prospect tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they played hard. They came at us. I mean, you know, it was a good game for them. They caught us at a good time at back end of a 3-3, and they got some guys that can score. And if you don't show up, you know, like I said, they can sneak back into games and they can hurt you.
And the Steelers remain unbeaten now in the Challenge Cup, and you've as good as put your place in the quarters now. It must be pleasing.
Yeah, obviously it's nice to get in there early. You know, the last thing you want to do is be fighting to get into the quarterfinals. So it's nice that we got off to a good start. It's a trophy we haven't had here in a while, and it's one we're taking very seriously. So we're off to a good start. You know, obviously it's the first trophy up for grads this year, so we're focused on that. And you know, when we come here, we're mentally prepared, and something that maybe in the past we've let it slip away, and this year we put a lot of onus on going after it and you know, trying to get that title, because like I said, this team's not built for one or two trophies. We're going for all three here.
And you mentioned the three games in 3 days. Just talk me through how the weekend's gone from your perspective.
Well, it's been great. On Friday we played well. We went in a shootout. You know, you'll take that when you win. It's not nice when you lose. And then in Coventry, I thought it was the best we played all year. Probably the best I've seen a Sheffield Steelers team play in Coventry. It's a tough building. They're full of, you know, they had their full quota of imports. They came hard. That was probably the best performance we had all year. It's the best performance I've seen probably in my 6 years here. And, you know, limiting them to 14 shots and one in the third. Not too many teams will do that and repeat that. And then again tonight, obviously, you know, we were a bit fatigued. You can tell we had some tired legs, and game got a bit heated. And we went back at them, you know, and secured the win with a 4-2 win.
Tom checked, obviously, Andy Ward into the boards in the second period. Do we know how Andy is?
He's fine. Yeah, he's fine. He'll be fine. It's more precautionary. I think like I said, it was a clean check, and it's unfortunate his head hit the boards, and these are strong. These are tough boards here, and there's not a lot of give, unlike the arena. So you never like to see a kid get hurt, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a tough call both ways, and you know, I don't feel it was the right call, but we'll take a look on the video to get a good clear. I didn't see it completely. I mean, I've heard guys that were on the ice and guys that were there that it's not as bad as what it looks. So obviously, you know, when somebody hits their head on the boards, your main concern is for the player at the time. We'll look at the video and assess, and hopefully the young kid makes a speedy recovery.
There's been a lot of discussions going on the other side of the pond with the NHL lockout this week. How much have you been keeping up to date with what's going on?
Well, obviously, we have Tommy here, so we're keeping it up pretty close. There's not a lot of movement. You know, talks have kind of stalled right now, and I'm sure they'll pick up next week.
If they do strike a deal on Thursday, how soon could Tommy be back stateside?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what will happen if they strike a deal. I'm not sure what measures they'll take to get guys in, whether they'll give them the weekend to get over. You know, talks have stalled right now, and I'm sure they'll meet again sometime next week.
And just looking ahead to next weekend, you've got two tough away fixtures at the Belfast Giants. It's been close the last two times you've met so far this season. What's your thoughts looking ahead to the weekend?
Well, obviously those are huge games. I mean, that's an 8-point swing. If we can steal two out of their barn, it's a tough place to go. Very tough. They're tough at home. We got to be at our best and steal some points in their barn.
And just finally, any injuries from tonight's game at all?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Ryan.
You bet. Thanks.